The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Hi, good morning. I'm Kara Zimmerman with the Spirit of Giving Network, and we have a great show for you today. We are here with Drasia Rubenstein, who's the volunteer president of Funding Arts Broward. She has been the president for 3.5 years and is very knowledgeable about Funding Arts Broward and contributes an enormous amount of time to this organization. And later on, we will be hearing from Brian Nicely, who's the executive director of the Coral Springs Museum of Art and a recipient of Funding Arts Broward. So, Drasia, today, could you give us some information and tell us about who you are and what you do?
Well, it'll be my pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me here and for giving me the opportunity to talk about Funding Arts Broward. Funding Arts Broward was started in May of 2003 by a small group of women. At that point in time, we were experiencing the first major cutbacks to funding for the arts locally. And this group of women decided to do something about it. So in May of 2003, they invited other people that they felt were like-minded, and they rolled out this idea that became Funding Arts Broward, otherwise known as FAB. And we were invited to join with them to create an ongoing funding source for qualified arts organizations in Broward County. And the idea which they presented and which has continued is that each person would contribute $1,000 annually to a funding pool, and this would become the core. And originally, the idea was to get 100 women who would commit $1,000 each, and that would give them a $100,000 funding pool. So the first year, we had $75,000 that we gave out.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic! Did you think that would happen so quickly and take off like that you would get that much interest?
Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I was one of the people who was invited.
Oh.
And when I was invited, the person who invited me just said, "This is something I really like you to come from and to come to." And my response to her was, "I can't take on one more thing right now. I'm way too busy."
They know how to pick on busy people.
Right, right. And what she said to me is, "This is a different organization. You don't have to do anything. Just come and listen to what they have to say." So I said, "Okay." So I did. And I was so impressed with the objectives and with what they were looking to do that I said, "Okay," and I became one of the founding members.
Now, just a quick question. Did you have interest or background in art, or was it just the impression that you had at that meeting that got you hooked? Or do you have family or you interested in art yourself?
What an interesting question. No, I did not have a background. I mean, I've always enjoyed. I've enjoyed going to symphonies, I've enjoyed going to ballets, I've enjoyed going to museums, but nothing, no passion, no real passion about it.
Yeah.
There was just always a kind of an innate sense to me about the importance of the arts, and I think I took it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And when they presented this and they talked about the cutbacks, and I'm at the point now where my children are all grown, but I have grandchildren.
Oh.
And I saw the my grandchildren's interest in the arts, whether it be drawing, whether it be I've always taken them to plays and to concerts. So it struck me from that regard, and I saw that I really believe that this is important, that the arts are important to us as human beings and as a culture. So I just kind of went with it. It was just more of a reaction kind of thing, and I went with it. And the first year, I did nothing except go to quarterly luncheons. And the luncheons are educational. We look to inform our members about different perhaps organizations or things that are going on in the arts. We've had programs where we've had collectors come in and talk about how you collect art. Mm-hmm. And we've had grantees come in and talk about programs or even give us samplings of programs. So that's what I did. I went and I enjoyed it. And next thing I knew, I said, I'll be on a grant screening team. And I'll talk to you about our grant screening process a little bit later. So I did that. And it's like, this is really fascinating. And before I knew it, I was on the board. And here I am as president and just really more passionate than ever about our organization.
That's incredible. Do you mind telling us a little bit more about that $1,000 funding pool and how that works? As long as you're on that subject, tell us a little bit about how somebody becomes a part of the organization and what that money does.
Great. One of the things that we say, it's actually kind of become our tagline, is that we take the guesswork out of funding the arts because of our rigorous grant process. So each individual member contributes $1,000 annually. 100% of that goes into our grant funding pool. We have corporate members as well, and our corporate members contribute $3,500 annually. And again, 100% of that goes into our grant funding pool. In addition to that, we have members who make larger gifts, anywhere from $2,500 on up. We have some members who regularly give $10,000 a year. And again, 100% of that goes into our grant funding pool. So this is how our funding pool is made up, and the money goes in, the money goes out. So whatever comes in this year is awarded this year for the next grant cycle. We're right now in the process of completing our 2015 grant cycle, and our members will be voting on the grants that are going to be awarded for the 2015 calendar year. They'll be voting at our luncheon actually in 2 weeks.
So let me ask you about the structure of the program, the overall structure. You're the president. Is there anyone else on the board, or how many people are on the board with you?
We have a 15-member board. Our board is very active. We're an all-volunteer organization.
Okay. That's what I wanted to
know. Yeah. We are an all-volunteer organization. Mm-hmm. We have one very part-time virtual employee who helps us with things such as the website and social media and things of that sort. And that individual is paid for out of separate funds. We've had 100% board contributions to a separate fund, and we have other people who have made contributions to underwrite the cost of that, so that we can say with a great deal of pride that 100% of all membership dues goes into into our grant pool.
I see. That's fantastic. Have you had any difficulty or finding issues in the community about getting people on the board because of the $1,000, or has that been not an issue?
The board comes from our membership.
I see.
Okay. That's interesting, right, because in all organizations it doesn't. So our board comes from our membership. So all board members are members of Funding Arts Broward.
I see. Okay, well, when we return, we will continue talking to Drasia, and also we're going to bring on Brian, who is a direct recipient of Funding Arts Broward. Thanks so much. Be right back.
The following message is brought to you by the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association represents more than 1 million of your friends and neighbors working in the hospitality industry today. We are creating jobs, funding dreams, and building a strong Florida economy. Trained professionals line up daily to make sure your experience at their restaurants and hotels is unlike anywhere else in the world. So please invite your friends, plan a trip, and stay a while.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today.
A Susan G. Komen grant helped pay for Atlantia surgery, and today she's caring for her grandchildren. Help save lives. Visit IamSusanGKomen.org. A public service message from Susan G. Komen.
People between the ages of 13 and 30 are now most at risk of becoming infected with HIV and AIDS. While proper treatment has become much more available and effective, only 25% of Americans with HIV are receiving treatment. This sad fact highlights an awareness gap and the need for education. With regular testing, early detection, and increasingly effective treatments, people can manage HIV and live long, productive lives. Visit ActAgainstAIDS.org, a public service message from UnitedHealthcare, ActAgainstAIDS.org, and this station.
Great. We are now back with Drasia Rubenstein, our president, and now Brian Nicely. He's the executive director of the Coral Springs Museum of Art. He's had this position for over a year, and prior to that, he was the executive director of Stonewall Library in Fort Lauderdale. So, Brian, take it away and let us know about what it's like to be a recipient of this wonderful Funding Arts Broward program.
Sure. Well, thank you for this opportunity. We've been at the museum funding partners with Funding Arts Broward for about 6 years now. And what that entails currently is we do a performing arts series to bring in cultural diversity into our museum and a performing arts series that usually runs annually between January and March. This year we had six performances come in, which included Gold Coast Jazz. The Murakami Museum came in and did some Japanese cultural experiences. We had a digital arts salon. We had an introduction to political storytelling by a nationally acclaimed storyteller. And we had the Chinese Coral Springs Chinese Cultural Association come in, and as well an artist to do Haitian dance and Haitian traditions. So every year we try to go to our community, because Coral Springs has a very diverse community, and we want to make sure we bring in cultural aspects of that. Under the umbrella, we call it a Chautauqua series, because Chautauqua is really about arts education, learning about an art form through the educational process, and then to actually experience the performance in the end. So we like to expand upon that every year and celebrate the cultural diversity within Coral Springs.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about the process, what you had to go through with Funding Arts Broward? Was it easy? Was it took a long time? I mean, how was it in terms of getting the grant money for the museum?
Actually, FAB has one of the easiest grant projects as far as their application goes. It's a very simple application. It's about five questions they ask, which are detailed, and there is obviously a word limit, and there's a word limit for a reason, because if you can't tell your story and be brief and get the point across what you're doing, then it's really, mm-hmm. I think, too complex for the grant process itself, because it's meant to bring money into your community to do some cultural or artistic programming that is truly simple, and it should be simple. And I've applied for many grants over the years, and I do have to say it's a very simple application process, and the people there are really there to help you, to guide you through that process as well.
Oh, that's good to know. So what would you tell the community, the arts community, if they want to see about funding with Funding Arts Broward? What would you encourage them to do to get the process started with Drasia and the community that
she serves? Sure, I would definitely check out their website, and there's a direct email, and someone will email you back almost directly, and just ask them questions about, you know, what it is they're looking for funding, what are the criteria to actually get into the funding pool, and then just to have a conversation with them about what they've funded in the past. They're very open to help out any organization who's looking for funding.
So what do you think it is about the museum, the Coral Springs Museum of Art? What was it about your particular program that you think sparked an interest with Funding Arts Broward?
I think it's because we do something that's slightly outside of the box, and I'll talk about another grant process we went through with them as well. But I think it's because we try to engage the community and try to make sure that our community is represented in the programming we do. That's why we've tried to make it as diverse as possible. And I mentioned the other grant process. FAB last year had an opportunity through the Knight Foundation to do a new award for new works through FAB funding, a new program that, or a new initiative in the community. And we were the lucky recipient of the top award of that, which helped us bring in digital and electronic arts to the museum, not only in a classroom setting, but to teach kids about digital electronic arts. We recently had a symposium in March, and we were able to partner with LISA, which is Leaders in Science and Arts out of New York City, and JetBlue to bring in really cutting-edge artists in the field of digital electronic arts to Fort Lauderdale, which is the first time something like that's happened here.
Oh, my gosh. And, Audrasia, you wanted to mention, when we were on break, you wanted to mention about the board again, and how many, you said how many are on the board, and so maybe if you want to expand on that so that we know what these agencies out there that come to get funds from you will be up against, what they'll be, who they'll be talking to.
Well, we, as I mentioned, we have a 15-person board. Right now our membership is at about 121. 121 members, and of that, 8 of them are corporate members. And as many people as want to participate can. So we have some members that have been members since the inception, and they just write their check every year because they really believe in what we do, and they have never even come to a meeting. We have other people, mm-hmm. such as myself, for whom this has become an avocation. Yes.
From not wanting to do anything to
right,
an avocation.
Right, exactly.
They knew what they were doing over there.
You got that right, yes. but I really would like to kind of go back to what Brian said and tie it together, because he mentioned the Fab Knight New Work Award. And 3 years ago, we were selected as recipients. And this is the first time that we've ever done anything. I mentioned that all of our funds in the past have been generated solely from our membership. This was in addition to that. And we were the recipients of a challenge grant. It was a 3-year challenge grant. So we got $150,000 from the Knight Foundation over 3 years. And it was $50,000 a year, and we had to match that. And this was outside of our regular grant funding pool. So in addition to our regular grant funding pool, we now had this additional money. And we had to fill out our grant application in order to get this.
You got
this.
To be on the other side.
We were on the other side, exactly. And this was for new works. So we had completely different criteria. And by the way, for criteria, as Brian said, going to our website, which is fundingartsbroward.org, is really the best place to get information, because there's information on the entire grant process. There's detailed information on eligibility. So anyone going to fundingartsbroward.org can click on the grantees tab, and they can see whether or not their organization would be eligible in order to apply for a grant. We have sample grant applications there. It's really everything that you need to know about applying for a Funding Arts Broward grant is at the website. And then there's, as Brian mentioned, contact information. So if anybody has questions, they can get in touch with a real person, and we will respond to them and give them whatever information they need. But there were very different criteria for the Fab Knight New Work Award. And the Coral Springs Museum of Art just had a marvelous, marvelous concept for the digital lab. And I learned a lot more about it just in talking with Brian before the broadcast this morning. And I read the grant, and I've read about the grant, but just hearing him talk about it. So I'd really be a little bit more interested in hearing more about the impact that their being able to do that has had on the community.
Right, and we've had a tremendous opportunity with this grant because we noticed that there were a gap in who was attending our regular classes. And so we looked around the community to figure out where that was taking place, and it happens around middle school age through high school. And we really thought, you know, there's something missing here, that kids aren't taking their traditional art classes anymore. And being a grant panelist and grant reader myself and serving on many national panels, I've sort of seen that what's out there and what programs are out there and what's not over the years. And we took a tour of the local schools and universities to see what was going on there that we were missing. And we saw that digital electronic arts was really that piece. And that's why we wrote this grant for digital and electronic arts, and to do our lab and our symposium and then our digital arts salon series, because we felt it was important to bring that to our community so they would understand the importance of digital electronic arts in our new world. And it was even Bill Gates recently mentioned that learning how to do creative coding is as important as learning how to read for upcoming students right now. So to provide that opportunity in our community in a creative setting was really a wonderful opportunity for us.
Well, thank you, Brian. That is, and Drasia, that is extremely interesting, and I'm sure our listeners are going to Google digital electronic arts.
We hope so.
So we will be back in a few minutes to wrap things up and speak again with Brian and Drasia. Thank you.
Outdoor living. It's the heart of the Florida lifestyle. And with propane gas, your backyard is your personal paradise. Whether it's heating a spa or pool or fueling an outdoor kitchen, fireplace, or torch lights, propane adds luxury to your life. And clean, burning, and efficient, propane gas is better for the environment. Learn more at propanefl.com. Fuel your Florida lifestyle with propane gas.
Message from the Florida Propane Gas Safety Education and Research Council, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
A healthier you is the first step toward a healthy baby. When planning a pregnancy, baby steps toward better health can deliver big results. Exercising regularly and eating a balanced diet will help you reach or maintain a healthy weight and increase the likelihood of a healthy baby. Taking a multivitamin containing folic acid every day helps prevent birth defects, and regular medical and dental checkups are especially important when planning for pregnancy. To learn more about taking your baby steps toward a healthy pregnancy, call Florida's Family Health Line at 1-800-451-2229.
Great. We are back with the Forum for Nonprofits and Funding Arts Broward with Drasia and Brian. Drasia, I'm just curious, how much money have you, the organization, awarded out in the community to the arts community over the years that you've been funding Arts Broward?
We have completed 10 funding cycles, and we have awarded over $2 million to local Broward County qualified arts organizations, which is a great source of pride to us.
Mm. Can you tell us, give us an example of some of the funding recipients? I know we have Brian here with the Carl Springs Museum, but maybe a couple more. I'm just curious.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the Art and Culture Center of Hollywood, the Arts Ballet Theater of Florida, the Association of Performing Arts of India, Broward County Film Society.
So a wide variety.
On and on and on. Yes, some very small and some larger.
So it shows it could be anybody and everybody. So everyone who's in the arts should at least go on www.fundingartsbroward.org and check out your grants. Let me ask you both, if you feel free to jump in, Brian. Do you have a wish list, or if the community is out there listening, do you have a wish list of things that you could use for funding Arts Broward in terms of even volunteers? Can a volunteer give you a call and do something?
I would like to say yes, but I can't. My wish list is more money. And that means
okay, that's honest.
And that means more members, because we don't do any type of fundraising. Our sole purpose for existence is to provide grants for arts organizations, and in order to do that, we need money, which means we need members. And that's it. So if anybody is interested in membership, please go to the website, fundingartsbroward.org, and there's information about membership there. If anybody would like to make a contribution, we absolutely can do that. There's a donate now button at the website. We send out wonderful, wonderful cards. It's just a great way, if anybody who is also passionate about the arts would like to acknowledge somebody, we send out beautiful cards of acknowledgement. So we can do that. And we just want people to know about us so that they are in a position to apply for grants if they're eligible, and if they're in a position to offer us funds, we gratefully accept those.
Not a problem if they want to donate.
Absolutely.
So wonderful. I'm so appreciative that you both stopped in and that the community can learn more about Funding Arts Broward, and especially if they're interested in art, to make sure that they go to your website, fundingartsbroward.org. Donate. I love the idea of cards, too. So thank you again. It's been a wonderful half hour of talking.
It might be the door alarm or the new safety drain covers, the pool fencing, even the swim lessons. But the fact is, you can never know which safety step will save a life until it does. Adding multiple safety steps to your safe pool practices can mean the difference between a close call and a call to 911. Simple steps save lives. To learn some new ones, visit poolsafely.gov, a public service message from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the American Red Cross, and YMCA of the USA.
So I'm having this debate with a landlord.
I said, no pets, can't rent you the apartment.
My dog is not a pet. Look, I'm legally blind. I need my guide dog.
Sorry, those are the rules.
Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So I made a call to HUD. Turns out, landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals.
If you think you've been discriminated against, call HUD at 1-800-669-9777 or go to hud.gov/fairhousing.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.